Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Maybe you're wondering what that theme music is. Well, it comes from the old Lone Ranger TV program. Here is an audio clip from that program.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver! The Lone Ranger! This is the legend of a man who buried his identity to dedicate his life to the service of humanity and country. It is the story of the origin of the Lone Ranger. Early settlers in the West had to be brave men and women, ready to fight for their lives at any moment. There was danger on every side. There were wild beasts, savage Indians, and the Cavendish Gang. Finally, the Texas Rangers learned where Butch Cavendish and his gang were hiding. 6 Texas Rangers guided their horses along a canyon floor to arrest the Cavendish gang. Presently, Captain Reed signaled a halt.
Right in, boys. We'll wait here until a scout returns.
You think it was a good idea to send Collins, our guide, on ahead?
It was Captain Reed's younger brother who asked the question. The captain explained that Collins, who was not a Texas Ranger, was the only man who knew the country and who could scout ahead for information. Then, while the Texas Rangers waited for the guide's return, the captain said to his younger brother,
"My wife and son are coming from the east. If something happens to me and you survive, well, I know you'll take care of her and Danny."
"Right.
I'm going to count on you to resign from the Rangers and work that silver mine we staked out. See that my son and his mother get my share."
"I promise."
"Here comes Collins, the scout."
Oh, city.
What's the word, Collins?"
"Good news, Captain Reed. It's all clear. I scouted the rim on both sides of the canyon and found no sign of the Cavendish outfit."
"All right, boys, let's go. Get up there.
Collins, the guide, lagged behind unnoticed by the Texas Rangers, who moved in single file along the floor of the rock-strewn canyon. They didn't know that Collins had lied, that Butch Cavendish and his killers were waiting in ambush on the rim on both sides of the gap.
"Here come those Rangers, boys, just as Collins told us."
"Yeah, they are.
Now, we can't get down to the floor of the canyon without going a long way back, and it'll be dark in half an hour. So we'll just keep pouring lead into them from up here until we're sure they're dead. Then we won't be taking any chances. Now open fire!"
The Rangers leaped from their saddles and spread out as they returned the fire from both sides of the canyon. Soon, 4 of the Rangers were killed. Captain Dan Reed and his brother, wounded several times, kept fighting side by side. Then the captain fell mortally wounded, and a moment later his younger brother, the last of the Rangers, slumped to the ground. The outlaws waited and watched for any sign of life from the Rangers, then rode away, convinced that all 6 men in Bryant's Gap were dead. Sunset came, then darkness. There were many others whose criminal plans were to be challenged by the Lone Ranger, his faithful Indian companion Toto, and his great horse Silver.
"I am Silver! Hi!"
Well, there you have it. I am a bit of a cowboy, don't you know? I sure enjoy hearing that again after all these years. I can remember as a very young boy listening to that program. It encouraged me to get me to where I am today, speaking to you on this microphone, speaking to people all over the whole wide world. In a sense, a form of the Lone Ranger. But it's now the Lone Watchman. And long before I was saved, that program instilled in this watchman a sense of right and wrong, a sense of morality, a sense of good against evil. My, oh my. The Lone Watchman is on the air.
Creepy. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
2:1.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, hearken unto my voice, O apostate America, for you have gathered unto yourselves speakers that will itch your ears, preachers that will preach what makes you feel good. But I say unto you, America, says your father, you have gone astray. Your heart is unclean. Your spirit is confused, America. Now I say unto you, turn. Turn from your wicked and your evil ways. Come back to the Bible, for that is the word that you should be hearing. You should be reading and listening to that word, not to the doctrines of men, not to the policies of men, not to the governments of the world, but to my word, saith your Father. Now come quickly and return unto me, saith the Lord your God.
Speak forth my word. My angels move quickly. They bring into being the things that you speak, the things that you call out. The enemy flees from you.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome to tonight's program. And may you be awesomely blessed by what you hear. You know there is a need for support to keep this program on the air. I really detest saying it so much, so let's go right to tonight's Last Days End Times quick Bible study. King James Version, of course. Matthew chapter 6, verses 11 through 12. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Watchman comment. That word desire is important, as it means to turn upon a thing by paying attention. And even in these last days, that is extremely important. It also means to covet or to long for with envy. Doing all this in earnestness in accomplishing, promoting, or striving after anything in diligence, promoting that which is good and acceptable to Yahweh. That, my friends, will give you a confidence like you have never had before, to finish the race joyful and confident in expectation of eternal salvation. The end is simply that by which a thing is finished. But verse 12 warns that in order to accomplish the finish, the salvational end, you must not be slow or sluggish or dull, etc. So instead, be a follower, which is translated imitator, of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. My friends, there are many false teachers out there, but there are also true truth teachers who will not confuse you nor lead you astray. Find a true truth teacher and walk as they walk. Did you know, my friends, that someone who is patient is slow in avenging wrong? They do not immediately react, but they take time to think and pray that their action will be acceptable to God. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah, amen. Let's be acceptable unto Yahweh tonight as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Now tonight's True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, in this program you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Watchman comment. That word revealed means to uncover, lay open what has been veiled or covered up, to disclose what before was unknown. That, my friends, is a job description of this God-ordained watchman. To uncover, lay open what has been veiled or covered up. To disclose what before was unknown. To minister a thing to one, to serve one, or by supplying anything to anyone who is in need that will listen and heed instruction or warning. To report, announce, make known all things pertinent to the end times, the last days we live in today's crazy mixed-up world, through the news and applying the gospel as I do, not by my might nor by my power, but by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord sent down from heaven, who reveals the mind of Yahweh, who overcomes the world. Reveal what? Glad you asked. It is the things that the angels desire to look into. My, my, my. The servants of Almighty Yahweh are blessed, are they not? Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So, get right and get ready. My friends, Alex from Virginia, Bobby and Juanita from Virginia, and Tony and Sandy from Pennsylvania obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord. Meet their every need. And thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support this program, Lord. Father, some need jobs. Some need good places to live. Some need just to hear your voice, Lord. Touch them, Lord, I pray. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew, or a show, of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hallelujah, amen. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Will a sitting U.S. president finally be held accountable for high crimes and misdemeanors? Obama will face impeachment over his failure to seek congressional authorization before launching offensive military action in Libya last year. Official impeachment proceedings have now been filed in both the House and Senate. Impeachment efforts continue because Obama continues to bomb sovereign nations without congressional approval. Now lawmakers seem to have finally decided to take the rule of law and separation of powers seriously. North Carolina Representative Walter Jones filed an impeachment resolution in the House, h.con.res.107.ih, stating, expressing the sense of Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitute an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Continuing, U.S. military unveils non-lethal heat ray gun. A sensation of unbearable sudden heat seems to come out of nowhere. This wave, a strong electromagnetic beam, is the latest non-lethal weapon unveiled by the U.S. military, and it has a very long range. They won't even see it coming. Watchman comment, non-lethal? But what is non-lethal? Will this ray gun cause skin burns, blindness, etc.? Continuing, what will happen to the U.S. if Israel attacks Iran? According to former White House counterterrorism official Richard Clark, Americans should brace for a painful impact within a week of the first Israeli attack, says Clark. A worst-case scenario would bring soaring gas prices, terror attacks in the U.S. cities, worldwide cyber war, death and wounded U.S. sailors, and the real possibility of extensive American military involvement. The spike in prices might not last long if the U.S. and its allies are able to take control of the Gulf, said Clark. But that could take more than a week, and under some scenarios, it could take almost a month. My, oh my. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Should we be worried about the Earth's magnetic poles reversing? The end of the world, as we know it, could come in any number of ways, depending on who you ask. Some people believe global cataclysm will occur when Earth's magnetic poles reverse. When north goes south, they say, the continents will lurch in one direction or the other, triggering massive earthquakes, rapid climate change, and species extinctions. Scientists say that it's not a sudden flip, but a slow process. It's the weak in-between phase that would be roughest on Earthlings. Again, according to scientists, the process could drag on for the next few thousand years. Watchman comment, this is just more left-field science speculation, though I have noticed a few subtle changes in weather patterns and solar fluctuations. Something is, though, definitely changing. However, the Earth is Almighty God's creation. It has only been in existence for 6,000 years. And according to Holy Scriptures, we are in the last days. Get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Is your heart right in Christ Jesus? Only that can save your soul. Amen and amen. Prepping saves your body, but what about your soul? What are you doing for your soul? Continuing. Church foreclosures on record pace. One of the most surprising statistics of this nagging recession is the foreclosure rate for churches. Houses of worship in all areas are facing bank repossession because they cannot pay their mortgages. Watchman comment, churches are not businesses, but they are being run by apostates who do not know their Bible as businesses, because that's all they are, is businessmen. They are not called of God. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7. The borrower is servant to the lender. The true truth is to serve Yahweh, but when they borrow, they become servant to the lender. Want natural proof? Well, they can't pay, can they? Want spiritual proof? Well, Yahweh is not providing the money to pay, is he? Amen. Got my point? Continuing. Korea reports an increasing number of Japanese fishery products are found to be contaminated with highly radioactive materials. Following the nuclear crisis in its neighboring country, Japan, South Korea authorities have run radiation checks on seawater and marine products on a regular basis, and the results have not been what they had hoped for. Continuing. Obama's Israel policy changed dramatically in only 3 days. The Obamanation just can't help himself. He can't even do it for 3 days. Within 3 days, Obama went from saying that Israel makes its own decisions to threatening them and telling Israel, a sovereign nation, what they can or cannot do. Obama snarled in this quote, Israel will bear responsibility for any damage to America's security, and I decide what's premature or not. Close Obama quote. Watchman comment, does that not sound like a dictator to you or what? Continuing. Center for Disease Control, CDC, says deadly superbug infections at all-time high. C. difficile is causing many Americans to suffer and die, and the number of people being hospitalized for Clostridium difficile, which is called C. difficile, has tripled in the past 10 years. C. difficile symptoms include sometimes deadly diarrhea, fever, loss of appetite, nausea, belly pain, and tenderness. 94% of all C. difficile infections are connected to medical care settings, impacting patients not just in hospitals, but also in nursing homes, doctor's office, and other outpatient settings. The report finds that infections are being moved from one facility to another as infected patients get moved, and necessary precautions to prevent the spread are not taken. Continuing. Police given direct line to cell phone searches. Think about all the personal information we keep on our cell phones. It's something to consider after the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit ruled it is now legal for police to search cell phones without a warrant. Former Dallas FBI agent Danny Deffenbaugh said the ruling gives law enforcement a leg up. Watchman comment, the problem is it is our leg and our personal privacy. Another police state law? Continuing. The low-lying Pacific island of Caruba is threatened by rising sea levels, and some of its 32 coral atolls are already disappearing beneath the ocean. Fearing that climate change could wipe out their entire Pacific archipelago, the leaders of Caruba are considering an unusual backup plan, moving the populace to Fiji, fulfilling this prophecy spoken Sunday, January 18th, back in 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end-time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman.
Continuing. You now pay hormone therapy for transgendered illegals. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the division of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, responsible for enforcing the nation's immigration laws, is providing hormone therapy to illegal aliens it has detained who say they are transgender, according to the agency's operations manual for its detention facilities. My, oh my. Continuing. Is the U.S. government's targeted killing rule for Americans outside U.S. only? When questioned, FBI Director Robert Mueller said he would have to go back and check with the Department of Justice to see if Attorney General Eric Holder's three criteria for the targeted killing of Americans also applied to Americans inside the USA. Mueller said, and I quote, "I have to go back. I'm not certain whether that was addressed or not." Close FBI Director Robert Mueller quote. My. He's the FBI director and he doesn't know? My, oh my. Sure he does. Continuing. Iran drones knocking on America's back door. Iran terror groups setting up shop in South America. Tehran intends to build military drones in Washington's backyard for the Venezuelan military led by Hugo Chavez. It is unclear what kinds of missions Venezuelan officials will send the Iranian drones on. U.S. officials are also closely monitoring the activities in South America by two of Iran's allies, the Hamas and Hezbollah groups. My. Watchman comment. I warned you that this stuff was going to get over here, and now it looks like it's either here or will be soon. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Please write signs spelled SIGNS PO Box 122 Town is Lyle LIS L-E, New York, abbreviate that N-Y, zip 13797. That'll repeat in a moment. The Bible is how we live free in today's very unfree world. Now for tonight's ending True Truth Quick Bible Study, this is a spiritual wow walk on water devotional from the King James Version. Matthew chapter 14, verses 28 through 31. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Verse 29, and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Verse 30, but when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And lastly, Matthew chapter 14, verse 31, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? My friends, when Peter stepped out of that boat to wow or walk on water, he literally stepped out of the boat. That's right. He stepped right over the side and into the water. Imagine that. But was Peter just going overboard? No, that was not what Peter was doing. Peter was literally and experientially taking a step of faith with his eyes fixed on the Lord. But you know what happened when he took his eyes off the Lord, don't you? He sank. Ask yourself this question. Can I really go overboard in my faith toward God? Okay, what then is the true truth? The true truth is, yes, you can. Not an Obama, yes, you can. No. But a spiritual in Christ Jesus, yes, you can. Or yes, I can, if you will. Amen. Listen, my friends. When your eyes are no longer fixed fully on the Lord and your passion is no longer on the Lord, that's when you're going overboard. But when you love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, and soul, it's okay to step out and go all out for Yahweh. Amen. Because in God, the only way to go overboard is to not go overboard at all by staying in your worldly boat where you think you're safe. Get the point? You're only safe in God's hands. Amen. If so, then start stepping out in faith right now. Get an envelope ready to address to Signs, as I give the address in just a moment for the last time. Your act of faith, like Peter's, will be blessed. If not on earth, then definitely in heaven. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Just write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, zip 13797. That's S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I'll preach to altar call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
Father, we ask right now, you just touch each and every one. For those out there listening by radio,
yes,
there is help. Find a Spirit-filled church. Find someone that's teaching the Word.
Amen.
And preaching the Word, that you may grow in it and listen to what they have to say. And most of all, pray for Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Moore. Tonight is a night to tell the truth, the true truth. Amen. I pray that people all around the world heard what you said. Please tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. As I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in for a fresh program this coming Saturday on frequency 4840. At 9 p.m. Eastern Time, you calculate your time. That's 4840, Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, for another new, fresh Signs Prophecy News Behind the News program. And my friends, important note, are you listening? Pay attention. Don't forget, WWCR is changing frequencies next week on Wednesday nights. So next Wednesday, we'll change to 9350. But be sure to check both 9350 and 5070 just to be sure you got the program. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here, as always, to be a blessing to you. Can you think of a way to bless me back? I can think of a couple. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you're listening, it helps keep Signs on the air. I have only one line. Just tell me your state and how well you heard the program tonight. Please keep it on the short side right after the program. Just say your name, state, and how well you heard the program to allow others to call in. For longer calls, please just wait until a half hour later after the program ends or even the next day, so as many as possible can call in right now, and I thank you so much. Here's the number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. That is a 24/7, 365 recorder. Please leave your message. Repeating the number 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends. I really appreciated you tuning in tonight and being with me here on this radio. The company was appreciated. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. Be ye awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.